Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Probably one of the famous, one of the more famous ones, right?
All right, then we're wrapping up, right?
Yeah. Jeffrey Dahmer. I got Jeffrey Dahmer had confessed to 11 to 17 murders.
Is that right? He's also a Gemini.
He's a Sun in Gemini, conjunct Mercury, Venus in Taurus, and it's home in the 11th. Actually, no, I can't even say the rising. I don't know what it is. Mars in Aries, Saturn in Capricorn, Jupiter in Capricorn, and a far conjunction, Chiron in Pisces, South Node in Pisces, Pluto in Virgo.
So what stood out to you about Jeffrey Dahmer?
I mean, if I have the I don't know what the time is, but he also has another Moon Mars conjunction.
All right, there you go.
He has a Moon Mars conjunction.
Yeah,
that's it. And he has Mercury in Sag, where it's supposed to be conjunct his Sun, like perfectly. Venus is in Taurus. He Venus in Taurus. I don't know where Venus in Taurus is placed. Where does he have it? In the 7th?
It's in the 8th. Well, it looks like it's in the 8th.
He used to eat. He was known as the Milwaukee Cannibal.
Yeah.
He actually had body parts stored in his fridge of his victims.
Yeah.
Which is, I think I would attest that to Venus and Taurus.
Yeah, he like kept the most beautiful parts.
Yeah. Yeah, of men and boys,
He usually kept the skulls.
Yeah,
and I think I read about one where he kept the penis,
skulls, and genitals.
Yeah,
and he would take photos of his victims during the murder process, and like, yeah, and he would like relive the experience through the photos.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that he was killed by like a prison inmate, which I think is very like Mercury and Gemini type of thing.
He was killed in an institution, which could be 9th house organizations, where his Mercury and Sun are.
His Sun is at 0 degrees.
Yeah, that's a
28 minutes Gemini.
Mm-hmm. So his chart ruler being a Libra rising
puts his moon in Aries at opposite his.
Yeah, but it puts Venus, his chart ruler,
mm-hmm.
in the 8th house of kill of death. In
at the 22 degree.
Yes.
Killer be killed. Yes. And then the North Node.
The 22 keeps showing up.
I know, I'm telling you. And then the North Node is in Virgo at the 22 degree.
Wow.
Let me ask you something. Venus rules Taurus, right?
Yes.
And Venus, Taurus people, Taurus rules the 5 senses, right?
Yeah, they're very sensual.
Yes. And is eating a Taurus thing?
Yeah. Yeah, it's and you take pleasure in it.
So he ate his victims. Him.
He
ate his victims.
And he gave them lobotomies. Like he opened their brain. And he kept their body parts, which I think that's a very Chiron, South Node in Pisces type of thing of like kind of like keeping things as memories or sort of like, you know, like hoarding.
What did he do to you?
He was really lonely, and it was like he was trying to build a zombie person out of these parts, even to keep him company.
There's a quote here that he says, "This has never been a case of trying to get free. I didn't ever want freedom. Frankly, I wanted death for myself.
Aww.
Oh, he was fucked in the head.
Yeah, he was messed up. His in his childhood, I didn't find abuse. I found neglect. His mom was I can't remember if she was like bipolar or like paranoid schizophrenic or something, but she took a lot of pills and a lot of downers, like sleep aids, type of stuff. It was said that as a baby that like the parents didn't like to hold him or like didn't give him all that much attention, which the Venus in Taurus is like sensual, like feeling person, like you need, like humans need human touch. They need to be held and comforted as babies.
And then you put Aquarius on his fifth house cusp of child, kids, you know.
Yeah, like his dad was, I guess he was around, but it seemed like he was mostly spent a lot of his time working and getting a degree. His dad was a chemist or something, and it was his dad who taught him how to preserve animal bones, like as child.
Well, it says here that he claims his compulsions toward necrophilia and murder began around the age of 14. But it appears that the breakdown of his parents' marriage and their acrimonious divorce a few years later may have been the catalyst for turning these thoughts into actions.
So
14. Another Saturn opposition.
That's a Saturn opposition, yeah. Saturn
in Cancer.
In Cancer, yeah. Then his parents split up at that time. Right?
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
I also find it interesting as Saturn in the fourth. Did he kill at his home?
Wait, actually, yeah, can you change?
Well, he would bring him back to his parents.
Can you change? I'm sorry. Can you change the location? Put it under Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Well, it's still the all right. Yeah, I know. I was just.
Oh, Milwaukee's in the Midwest, so it's going to change it a little bit.
Yeah. I didn't even recognize that. I didn't notice.
That's the other thing. The center degree changed a little bit.
Yeah.
23, okay. from 28 to 23.
Okay, cool.
What year did he, you know, when does it say anything about when he started killing?
I think he was like 21. Maybe it was 25.
Between 1978 and 1991, he murdered 17 men. His first murder occurred just after graduating.
Between 78 and what?
And 1991. His first murder occurred.
Wait.
Oh, that's an entire Mercury period.
He killed throughout his Mercury period.
Yeah.
91, and the 91, he started a moon period.
June 17, 1978 was his first one. Right after he graduated high school.
Right after he started a Mercury period. Where's his Mercury? Let's see.
He picked up a hitchhiker named Stephen Hicks and took him home to his parents' house. Dahmer proceeded to get the young man drunk. When Hicks tried to leave, Dahmer killed him by striking him in the head and strangling him with a barbell. He dismembered the corpse of his first victim, packed the body parts in plastic bags, and buried them behind his parents' home. He later exhumed the remains, crushed the bones with a sledgehammer, and scattered them across a wooden ravine. Oh my God.
Yeah,
he was smart.
He was very detailed. He was
Northern Virgo, bro.
Yeah.
He knew how to stay hidden. He knew how to stay hidden.
September 1987 was his second victim. So he didn't kill from 78 to 87.
So look, he has moon in
Aries
and like Mars in the sign it rules, but it's in the seventh house of relationships, and Mars don't like to think about relationships because Mars is all about me, and it's put in the house of relationships and put his moon there. So he had a hostile approach when it came to relationships, and when his Mercury period started, Mercury then Moon, he started killing. He started taking long and you said a hitchhiker. Hitchhiker is a foreigner coming from, you know, he picked up a hitchhiker and killed him.
And then he got smarter with it afterward with that.
But one. he didn't kill again until 87.
Yeah, there was a long period of time in between.
87 was his second. There you go.
And it's kind of
Mercury sun period. Nice.
And that's where it kind of picked up steam. They were still far between, but not as far.
And his grandma made him move out of her house in 1988.
88?
Yeah, he had to leave, and that's where he had to leave. He was on trial in 1989 for child molestation, awaiting a sexual assault case, and he had just entered a Mercury Venus period.
So you say his first kill was in 78?
Yeah,
right out of high school,
June 78. No, look, he went into a Venus period. He was in a Venus period.
No, Mars period.
Oh, true, but in a
June 78. Look.
Yeah, like at the end of June.
Yeah. So Mars.
In May.
And then you said June what?
June 78. So he got into a Venus period.
Well, was it before June 21st or after June 21st?
It doesn't really doesn't specify here.
That's what I'm saying. So it could have been while he in the Mars period. And look,
it says here on Wikipedia, it gives out a date, June 18,
which was right before the move to the Venus period.
Yes, yeah. So he was in the Mars period. And then if I go to his son, he was in a Jupiter period. Mars, Jupiter, and Jupiter is it in his detriment in Capricorn?
Yeah, and he would like masturbate to like the victims' corpses.
Well, that's also pointing to a
Venus.
Venus in the eighth, sexual nature.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual nature to his killings and stuff like that. You know?
He was gay. He was gay.
He found out he was gay like at 14 or 15, I think.
He said the sight of the bare-chested Hicks, who was the hitchhiker, standing at the roadside stirred his sexual feelings.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, he found out he was gay when?
I get maybe when he picked up.
He said when he started puberty, and it also gave the age of 14 or 15. So he think he was a late bloomer.
Look. Venus, Jupiter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's
Venus. He dissolved the flesh in acid before flushing it down the toilet.
Yeah.
Super detailed, man.
Yeah.
He went to school though, and he enlisted in the army. In 1979, he had to go to the army, so maybe that's why he couldn't kill.
Well, I think he was a combat medic.
In March 1981, he was deemed unsuitable for military service and was later discharged from the army.
Yeah, it was an honorable discharge because they didn't feel like.
I'll just let y'all know this with Mercury in. Usually what I find, day bursts in these Mercury periods, you'll find people do a lot of moving around. You know, night bursts, they're going to be in Jupiter period. So it's a lot of learning and expansion during that time.
Yeah, so he learned from that first killing because he killed the first one with a sledgehammer or something, I think you said. Yeah. And later on, he would give them a drink and sedate them with pills and strangle them. Like, so, I guess it's easier if they weren't conscious.
He moved to Miami Beach in 1981.
Yeah. He wanted to get away from the cold north, but eventually moved back.
Yep.
I think that was when he was discharged from the army or whatever military branch he was in.
What year did he get caught?
Did he get caught?
Yeah, he did. He got caught. He got caught in 19... He was on trial in 1989.
Yeah, so he was ending this Mercury period and all that shit.
At his trial for child molestation in May 1989, he argued his own defense. He was like his own lawyer.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
Mars and Aries. Yeah, he was the model of contrition, arguing eloquently in his own defense about how he had seen the error of his ways and that his arrest marked a turning point in his life.
Would
he had a counsel.
Seventh house law and order, and so he defended himself.
And he was able to get a probationary sentence in two years. His victim count went from 4 to 17.
Wow.
And what year was those periods?
It was following the 1989 thing. So from 89 to 91.
I ain't never really, I ain't look at none of this, but no. You said 89? Wait. Hold up. What year did he start killing?
1978. He stopped for a while and then he started again from like 89 to 91. 89? Progressed Moon and Taurus on his Venus. Keep going.
Yeah, but it's in the seventh house.
Keep going though.
90.
And then 91, it went into Gemini.
Yeah, but
and that's when he got caught.
But look at the houses. Yeah. When did he get caught?
In 91.
Wait, no, but what was the date?
On May 27, 91, Dahmer's neighbor, Sanderson, called the police to report that an Asian boy was running naked in the street. When the police arrived, the boy was incoherent and they accepted the word of Dahmer. Oh, wait, no, he didn't get caught that day. The police escorted Dahmer and the boy home, clearly not wishing to become embroiled in a homosexual domestic disturbance. Dahmer killed the boy. Okay, so the police left and Dahmer killed the boy and proceeded with his rituals. And that was his 12th victim. Okay, hold on. Oh, Dahmer's killing spree ended when he was arrested on
July 22nd, 91?
Mm-hmm.
That's when he was caught? Arrested?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it was in a Saturn period.
And wait. What you said that was May?
Nah, that was, he, it was
the,
like
the
a,
boy,
like almost.
The boy incident.
Yeah, the boy was in May, I think.
Yeah, that was with a boy, May 27.
Boom. Look at that. You see this plus right there, D?
Mm-hmm. It's just a peak period.
It's active.
Oh, okay.
That means.
But it was.
Right? And that's when he got caught with the boy.
Like, but nothing happened. Nothing happened,
but. That's like they probably, he got put on the radar then, right?
Yeah. That was the first time. It sounds like his victim escaped for a while.
Yeah.
No, but he got him right away, and like then he proceeded to do his usual thing.
Yeah, but what I mean is he managed to escape naked and get, the attention of some neighbors who thought that was disturbing and
yeah,
cops.
Hey, when you said he started killing?
In oh, wow. Years? The majority of his victims were African-American.
Hmm. Did you say he started killing in 79?
In 78.
78?
When? June.
June 78?
June 18th is what Wikipedia states for having picked up the hitchhiker.
Loosening another bond.
On June 20th, yeah.
78.
So you couldn't find anything on July 22nd?
No, but remember I said, you know, sometimes I find that the event happens and then boom, it's the, you got to deal with the aftermath. Yeah.
Of can you find where his progress moon was in on July 22nd, 91?
Wait, hold up.
You can put it right there.
I know. I wanted to see something. He was dealing with his Saturn return. His Saturn return started in 90. So, and you know the Saturn return. So, look, Saturn, he started that shit during his Saturn return because, you know, so Saturn, yeah.
Yeah, he actually killed the most during that 2-year spree, 1889 and 91. So he killed during his Saturn return. Yeah.
He was killing during his Saturn return.
Yeah. But that chart is showing something completely different. That chart is showing 1960.
No, this is his real chart.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just, when I came here, because look, I can't want the Saturn return and you go do calculate. And see the dates come up. So his Saturn return date was January 21st, 1990. This is the transit. This is the date of his Saturn return.
Wow. So the Scorpio and, or I mean, Pluto and the moon and Scorpio conjunct in the fourth, where he'd be bringing them home.
Yeah, that would have been a transit, like that of his Saturn return.
Yeah, that's quite the stellium for the return. That's a lot of Capricorn planets. Mm. Saturn, Venus.
And that would have been his fourth house. He emotionally couldn't take it no more. Oh, look. Jupiter was sitting right on top of Uranus and all of that shit. What y'all looking at is, remember, Walter, I was telling you to go down the timeline and stuff?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.